Morning, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
We've got to do a roll call.
Oh, first, my bad. Yeah, wow, I'm ready to go. Special meeting, could you please call the roll call, Karen?
Debbie Berry.
Here.
Bruce Rinker.
Here.
Dan Moore.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's not as bad as forgetting to cut the ribbon at the ribbon cutting.
There was a mere brief pause between the final remarks and then moving over.
Just teasing. All right, we can move on to the new business.
We have one item this morning before the Park Commissioners. This is under the general action items. This is the approval to request the Cuyahoga County Fiscal Officer to certify the valuations and revenue produced. Wade?
Thank you, Brian. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We're at that time of our levy life where the 10-year levy is going to be expiring in a year, and it's time to take a look at what our next levy cycle will be. I'm asking for your approval to request from the Cuyahoga County Fiscal Office through their Budget Commission, the revenue and valuation of revenue estimates for the next 10 years for a 2.7 mil replacement levy. As a little background, I've done some tentative analysis, and the 2.7 mil replacement levy would allow us to maintain our current level of services as well as provide for some measure of growth and expansion should other opportunities come forward to us. I've shared my estimates and assumptions with the Audit Committee. I've had conversations with two of the Audit Committee members, and I have one scheduled today with the last Audit Committee member, but Mark was not available, Mark Brzezinski, and so we're going to talk this afternoon. He was on vacation. The other two members agreed that a 2.7 mil replacement levy seemed most appropriate and would satisfy our needs for the next 10 years.
Can we state for the record just what the options theoretically would be to a replacement?
Sure, Commissioner. There are a couple of options. You can go for a renewal of your current levy of the 1.8 and the 2, the 1.8 and the 1.9, and the 0.9, which is 2.7, which would maintain revenue at the same level approximately for the next 10 years. You can do a 2.7 mil replacement. You could go for more than that. We have a maximum cap of 3 mils, or we could go for less than that. And we thought that most appropriate would be to maintain the same millage amount and go for a replacement, which then replaces older values with the more current values that we see in the county.
Is it fair to say that that's probably the best way to address cost of living looking down the road?
Yes, Commissioner.
I'm using cost of living generically, but yeah, inflation and other.
Absolutely. It's the best way to look at it because it will allow us to realize some additional revenues in the first year from what we currently collect. But then we want to be very clear with the voters and with everyone. Our revenue will not change for 10 years. So we're setting an amount that we believe we can live with for 10 years. And as I did some analysis, talked with Brian and our Audit Committee members, it is a little challenging with inflation right now running at about 6%, if not more, to know what that could be in the next 10 years and trying to plan for that. So we feel this is the most appropriate and will allow us the resources we need to continue the level of services we're providing, as well as some room for new opportunities as they come along. We didn't want to restrict you or the CEO if an opportunity presented itself because we didn't have enough space in our levy request.
Well, we've certainly seen in the last 10 years that there are a lot of unexpected opportunities, and being able to meet those head on is definitely prudent.
Yes. And I thank the commissioners for the dialogue. I think it's when you look at this opportunity to go back to our voters and a level of transparency as we have had before, to remain fiscally responsible, to look at the opportunity to pay for our projects as we go, to remain debt-free. We talk about the asset protection, you know, of the 24,000 acres, the buildings, the structures, the nature of the system. We believe it's in the best interest of the park to go for the replacement based on those numbers.
And just by way of process, I'll fill in, you know, we're going according to the Ohio Revised Code where our fiscal officer needs to formally ask after receiving authorization from the board for the certification of values. And then we will come back to the board, giving a more full explanation once Wade has received those numbers, those certifications, and give you that analysis. And then at that juncture, we will file and you will pass a resolution, which will approve the resolution that we will submit to the electors of Cuyahoga County and Hinckley Township.
So at this point, we're really only asking for the current valuation. We're not absolutely making a decision on what direction we will go with that.
Yes, we're asking, you're formally asking the county fiscal officer to give us those certified values.
Got it. Okay.
So we can make a better informed decision.
Yes, that's helpful.
Good question.
Do we have a sense of how much it will cost a homeowner to continue? Is it the same cost? Is it a different cost?
There'll be, we do, Commissioner. We've done some estimates and I have talked with Brian Dunn, who heads the Budget Commission, and I worked with when I was at the Cuyahoga County Fiscal Office. And right now we're thinking that it's about $25 per $100,000 in value per year. So about $2 a month is what we like to say.
Okay.
Would be the adjustment.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, again, this is just, again, the approval for the request from the fiscal officer. We will discuss at our next meeting further in depth, and we will look at really the 10-year projection. That will be one of the things that we'll look at forecasting out for the next program. So the recommended action falls in the top portion of page one.
Really quick question. Do we anticipate that we will have that information from the county by the next meeting or the next regular?
It's statutorily required.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they have to provide it currently.
The answer is yes.
Once we ask, they have to provide it within 5 days.
Okay, perfect.
And Commissioner, you'll also have the detailed 10-year analysis. I've been working on that as we go along. This is just a formality so I can get final numbers. Absolute values.
Yeah.
But I've been working with
the numbers.
Brian on what it looks like 10 years out, and we'll be able to go through that at our July 21 meeting. I want to make sure I get the date right. Yes.
Great. Okay, very helpful.
Move to approve.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There is no further general action items. The date of the next regularly scheduled meeting is July 21st at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Move to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Very efficient meeting.
Thanks.